of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
It's Friday morning in Dublin City, and every Friday at around about this time, we bring you Good News Friday. Good News Friday is where we ask you to share with us your good news story. So this is something really, really small, but it's just good news. Or it's a major bit of good news from your life. Whatever it is, we'd love you to share it with us. Call us on 6797981. Stick an 01 in front of that if you're using your mobile. 01 6797981. Or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Tomás, welcome to 98FM. What is your good news?
Hey Adrian, it's Tomás there. Adrian, my good news, the big good news is I found my wallet. I lost on Monday and I basically was didn't know what to do because I have my all IDs, drive license, all my cards in the wallet.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So where did you lose it?
Between Lidl in Nordwood and my home.
Okay.
So it was not too far. So I ring bank, I got new card, everything all right. But yesterday, I met some person on the street, and she recognized me by face. She said, "Did you lose your wallet?" I said, "I did." And she handed it to me.
She handed it to you?
Yeah.
Just randomly?
Yes, like she live around the area where I live. So,
okay, so she must have recognized you from your ID or something, did she?
Yeah.
Ah, isn't that
the thing is, everything what was in the wallet, like was money, was a bank card, was a couple more things, everything was in it.
That is fantastic. Now, you do have the inconvenience of getting the new bank cards and all that, but everything else is in there, your driver's license, everything else.
Yeah, that'd be taking ages to get back my license, you know, at this stage, probably 2-3 weeks. So, you know, and I'm a driver, so it's a dodgy drive without license around.
That is fantastic news. Yeah. And yeah.
And another good news is I got my hair cut on Wednesday.
Ah, yeah. You and everybody else, and anybody who hasn't got it done is definitely going to be getting it done over the next couple of days. It actually,
I was waiting for the barber from February.
Yeah, like all of us. And it's a nice feeling when you get it done, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just feel a little bit tidier. I know
feel
I do.
Like 20 years younger, you know.
And had you got your hair cut at all during the lockdown?
No, not at all.
Right, so you were starting to look hippie-ish, were you?
Yeah, I have a very special barber. I don't know, I can say there's a girl in Swords, in Pavilions, in one of the barbers.
She right.
Her name is Katie. She's perfect.
Okay, so you liked, and was it her you went back to?
Yeah.
Very good. All right, that's great news, Tomás. I'm delighted about your wallet. Congratulations. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is your good news? This is from Joan.
Jeremy, love your show. My good news is I'm going to get my hair done tomorrow. Hip, hip, hooray.
It's lovely, isn't it? I've never known, in fact, we were talking with Glenn from Menswear there a while ago, just how much we actually appreciate and will never take for granted our barbers and our hairdressers again. We just won't. So you're much loved, and it's great to have you all back. Aoife, you're on 98FM. Hi, Aoife.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Aoife, what is your good news?
Okay, so tonight for the first time since before lockdown, I think early March might have been the last time, my two-piece are back hidden.
So say that again, you're what?
My two-piece were a band, myself and my husband.
Yeah.
And so tonight is our first gig back since before lockdown.
Wow, okay, so you're in a two-piece band.
Yeah.
And where are you playing?
We're playing in the Chalk venue in Swords.
Oh, I know, well, yeah. Yeah. So there's live, I think I might have seen you actually. I think I might have seen you in Chalk. You were playing there before the lockdown. And obviously it's going to be a little bit different in Chalk in Swords, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be entirely different. Obviously, they're only allowed so many people in and restrictions that have to be put in place. So I think we'll be kind of safe enough. We'll be up on a stage.
Yeah.
And then obviously people will be on their seats, on their tables and that. So, it should work fine, I think.
But right, so it's not going to be a normal night in Chalk where people are leaping around, dancing to the bands and all
no,
that.
Absolutely
it's
no.
going to be very, very
no
different.
Dancing.
There'll be no dancing. Yeah. So everybody sitting down, having a bite to eat, having a drink, and enjoying your music.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Well, you're one of the first, Aoife, because I know all DJs and bands and people in the events industry are just pulling their hair out because they don't know when they're going to get back working again.
It's just been dreadful. Like myself, my husband, we've been doing live streams every week, but it's a completely entirely different feel when you're in a kitchen singing and
of course it is, yep.
As opposed to being on the stage, so we're really looking forward to getting back to it, Jeff.
All right, well, I wish you the very best of luck with that, Aoife, and thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Back on stage this evening in the Chalk venue in Swords, but as we said, it's going to be a very different experience to what you would normally get in Chalk and Swords. Now, Dave has some football-related good news.
Hey Adrian, my good news Friday is that the old loser pool got an old hiding last night in the Etihad Stadium from Man City. Delighted for them, absolute plonkers. My whole news feed still full of them. Not on today though. Cheers.
4-0. Liverpool lost to City last night, in case you're not clued in. Manchester City, they're the club that wear blue. They beat Liverpool 4-0 last night. Mind you, it doesn't really matter a toss, does it? They've still won the league, so what of it? In fact, they could actually just not turn up for the rest of the season and they still win. Anyway, that's Dave's football-related good news. Brenda, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Brenda.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Brenda. Brenda, what is your good news?
My good news is I haven't seen my best friend since, like, February. It's been months. And her partner is watching the kids this weekend so she can come and stay with me.
Isn't that fantastic news?
I woke up this morning like a new woman. I can't wait. And I know for a fact we're not even going to go to the pub. We're going to get stuck to that kitchen table with a cup of tea, just talking.
Yapping. And it, even though I'm sure you've spoken to her regularly over the lockdown and all of that, it's just not the same. Sure it's not?
No, it's not the same than seeing them in person.
In person,
definitely,
yeah.
Not the same.
So is she staying just tonight or is she staying tomorrow night as well?
Is he staying tomorrow night as well?
Oh, you might. Whereabouts do you live? Are you going to go out tomorrow night?
I'm in Cavan. She's in Dublin.
All right, so she's coming up to Cavan.
Yeah, she's coming to see me.
Isn't that fantastic news?
I can't wait. We might go out, we might not. It depends on how the tea is going to be flowing.
Very
so it really depends on how long I can go through them tea bags for.
All right, that is great news, Brenda. I'm delighted for you and hope you have a great week. What's your friend's name?
Joanna. Yeah, she's probably listening, actually.
All right, Joanna, enjoy the trip up to Cavan and have a great weekend with Brenda. Well done, Brenda, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can also send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. We want to hear from you, your good news. And as I always say, it can be something so small. I mean, who would have thought it would be good news that your friend is coming up from Dublin to see you in Cavan? But today, it is good news. Under normal circumstances, today, it is good news. What is your good news? Call me now on 6797981. Somebody just texted in, oh my God, grown men saying loser pool. He did say that, didn't he? Yes, Liverpool lost 4-0 last night at the hands of Manchester City. And any non-Liverpool fan is really reveling in that. Dennis is actually away.
Good news, Adrian. I'm here in Spain since Wednesday. It flew over on Wednesday evening. And it is roasting hot. And I'm just on my way down to the beach.
Thank you for that, Dennis. It may be good news for us, or for you, but hearing it, it isn't good news for us.
It's not. I'm just looking out here.
Miserable old day. It was just a nothing sort of day. So just, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who like having it rubbed in, this is Dennis again.
Good news, Adrian. I'm here in Spain since Wednesday. It flew over on Wednesday evening, and it is roasting hot, and I'm just on my way down to the beach.
Can't say I'm not a little envious, Dennis, I'll be honest. And half our audience as well. Sandra, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Sandra.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Sandra. Sandra, what is your good news?
My good news is that my son and his business partner are opening up a new barber's in Sandyford on Monday.
On Monday, fantastic.
On Monday, yeah.
Now, this is obviously something that they didn't just plan yesterday. This has obviously been in the plans for a while, has it?
It just kind of happened very quickly towards the end of lockdown.
Right.
So, Robert and James, they're opening up Watt Barbers on Monday in Origin Fitness in Sandyford.
Okay, so hang on. It's called Watt Barbers?
W-H-A-T Barbers.
Oh, right.
It's very... in Origin Fitness.
In Origin Fitness in in Sandyford.
Bruce Avenue in Sandyford.
So have they given up other jobs to take this on?
They are barbers. They've worked together for 5 or 6 years. So right. They're now going out on their own.
Fantastic. That really is
brilliant.
Yeah,
delighted for them.
That really is good news because we hear, you know, we hear all bad news about people losing their jobs and everything else. And it's great to hear two young men deciding to go for it. And
absolutely.
As we've discovered over the last couple of weeks, Sandra, and I mentioned this earlier on, we love barbers and hairdressers now.
We do.
We've discovered how much we miss them when they weren't here. And I hope business goes really, really well for them. I have my fingers
thank
and toes crossed. Wish them the best
thank
of luck
you.
For us. Sandra, thanks very much indeed. Robert and James opening Watt Barbers in Origin Fitness on Monday in Sandyford. That's fantastic news. It really is. If you have a good news story to share with us, get on the phone really, really quick to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. We were talking a moment ago about Liverpool being beaten 4-0 by City last night, but another Liverpool supporter, he's not still going on about them winning the league.
Good news is Liverpool Football Club are champions of England, champions of Europe and champions of the world. Get that into you.
Oh, men are such children. You really are. There are a lot of you. I include myself in that, by the way. We're such children. Natalie has some good news about a kitchen table.
Hi, Adrian. My good news is I actually found a kitchen table that will fit in my kitchen. The right size. So now my kids won't have to demolish my sofa with all their food. Yippee. Good news.
That is good news, Natalie. You see, I told you, your good news can be just the tiniest bit of small news. But for you, in your world right now, it is good news. Good news Friday for all the sixth class from Glasnevin Educate Together graduating today. Thanks to Roisin, Colm and the whole school for making it happen and for a fab 8 years. And that is from Linda. Linda, thanks very much indeed for your message. We were talking about football. My good news is the mighty Oxford United are on TV tonight in the League One playoffs against Pompeii. What team is that? Come on, you Yellows. So good to hear that somebody supports Oxford United. Mandy is a grandmother and she's some very special good news. Oh, hang on. Mandy, my apologies. Here we go.
Hi, Jeremy and Adrian. It's Mandy here. I got to babysit my grandchild, Lily, who is 6 months old. I got to babysit her for the first time this week.
Aha! That is fantastic news, Mandy. Sarah has a bit of good news.
Hi, Adrian. My good news is that we started fostering a dog from Clondalkin Animal Aid just as the lockdown kicked off. And yesterday, we officially signed the adoption papers. So she's definitely been the best thing to come out of this whole COVID-19 thing. We're delighted.
That is fantastic news, Sarah, because you do actually have to formally adopt a dog. I know when we got Sparky many years ago, we had to do the exact same thing. But it's great when you know the dog is actually yours. Okay, now let's go to Jeanette, who has been a little bit triggered by the comments about Liverpool.
You're absolutely right, Adrian. Who gives a toss if the poo lost last night? Because look, they did something Man City couldn't do. In your face.
I was saying a minute ago, men are such children. Jeanette, you're proving women can be awful children as well. There you go. They were your good news stories for this week. I really enjoyed that. And thank you very much indeed. Oh, sorry, I have one more. Oh, no, sorry, I've read that. We dealt with that one. All right, there you go. That has been Good News Friday for this Friday. Thanks very much indeed. And we do it again next week. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-dum. And that is just about it from us for today. One last bit of good news from Rodriguez. My good news is that I'm going to be a dad for the first time. Juliano, that's fantastic news. Congratulations. Delighted to hear that. The fun starts when the child arrives. Thank you for joining us today and have a great weekend. We're back with you as always Monday morning, 10 a.m. If there is anything over the weekend that comes to your attention that you think we need to talk about on Dublin Talks next week, send us an email over the weekend to dublintalks@98fm.com. dublintalks@98fm.com, or send us a private message through our Facebook page at facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And I've just been corrected. Adrian Pompey is the nickname for Portsmouth. Ah, I never knew.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.